The two backs who produced most in Denver's preseason finale were both waived 2 days later. Cody Schrader went despite a team-high 132 scrimmage yards and a touchdown in that game. Jaleel McLaughlin, who scored on a 20-yard run in it, was waived alongside him. And Denver kept Tyler Beatty as its fourth back for blocking and special teams, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. Schrader is back on the practice squad, while McLaughlin is not expected to return, per Zach Kelberman at Mile High Huddle and John Heath at Broncos Wire. Note the shape of that decision. The fourth spot went to blocking and special teams value, rather than to August carry production. Where is Jonah Coleman in all of this? Nowhere, and we should be plain about that. He is not named in the cut day announcement, not in the waiver reporting, not in any finale recap we read, and not in any reporting at all this week. The second consecutive week of total silence. Last week, we called one uncharted week noise. Two is a pattern worth naming, though not overreading. No source has published a Denver participation list, and the extended first-team look that was supposed to chart the backfield touches never materialized after Peyton shortened the starter's plan midweek, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports. J.K. Dobbins's status, the other half of what we were watching, got no update either. The last public word is Peyton's, "We'll see." Yes, from August 23rd, per Kelberman. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June red on Coleman was deliberately cold. Spring praise for fourth-round backs predicts nothing, and we said we would grade evidence as it arrived. It arrived early, paused, and has now paused again, while the room around him resolved to four backs. What no reporting has done is rank Coleman within that room, and we will not do it for them. We'll pick the thread up when the evidence resumes. Data, via NFL Verse,